is a lot of good stuff happening in your community and world. Sometimes you hear about only the junk and the bad stuff, but I want you to hear about some of the good kids in this case that are coming together, and the coaches and more, with the event called Smash Cancer. I think it's the 12th annual event. Tim Cleland, the Delta coach, is going to know that. Is this number 12, Coach Cleland?
It is indeed, Steve. Number 12.
And how many of them have you been involved with? I think I know the answer already.
A dozen.
Yeah, have you been there for 100 years yet at Delta High School?
It seems like it. I know there's some of my players think I coached Abraham Lincoln, so yeah, it seems like it.
What, was he any good?
He's pretty tall. Had a nice forehand.
Did he wear the hat? Well, let's not get into that. We want to talk about today's event. And I said weather permitting earlier on one of our other stations. It looks like the weather is going to turn out. In past years, I recall talking to you on this day several times through the 12 years, there has been some dicey weather days, but it looks like it's going to work out today. Tell everybody what the premise is and what will happen today at Yorktown, I guess, right?
Yes, it's at Yorktown Courts. And the premise is it's two teams, Delta and Yorktown, that are rivals that come together for one night in girls tennis and just raise money for local cancer beneficiaries. And our specialty is we highlight individual families with connections to our community that are going through cancer battles. So one of the fun things tonight, there'll be a couple of 10-year-old boys. I believe they're 10. One from Yorktown area and one that has connection to the Delta area. Henry Schmidt is one of the seven Schmidt siblings that lost their father to cancer a couple of months ago in the Yorktown area. And Evan Flannery is an older brother of Will Flannery, who passed from brain cancer last month or a couple of months ago. And so those two boys getting serves among our 60 server survivors. It's going to be quite a night.
And I guess the opening ceremony set for 5 o'clock. I think. Well, tell me if that's correct. And who's able to come and watch this, and maybe still help with the fundraising efforts too?
Absolutely. Opening ceremonies are at 5 o'clock. We'll have our 60 server survivors. They go out and hit a first serve. Admission is free. You can't beat that. Mm-hmm. But we'll have concessions, and we'll actually have a number of raffles. We're raffling four lower level tickets to an Indianapolis Colts game. We're raffling Kings Island tickets. We're raffling Cincinnati Open tennis tournament tickets. And we've got other things that can contribute to the cause. Every single dime goes to local Smash Cancer beneficiaries. So it's going to be a great night. And yes, thank Paul Poteet for the weather. I appreciate it.
Well, he's just in publicity. He's not in production. So
I'll
pass it along, but, you know, he'll only take so much credit. Tim Cleland is my guest. Delta High School, the boys and girls tennis coach, and also a communications teacher. How's comms going? How's the class schedule looking for you?
It's great. We just came back from Ball State Journalism Day on Friday, which the 69th annual Ball State Journalism Day, and I'll give a shout out to my newspaper class at Delta. They got the Cardinal Award for the state's best online newspaper, so we're pretty excited about that.
How about that? Oh, great. With breaking news right there. I didn't know that one, Coach. I appreciate that.
We don't want
to keep you too long, because I know you got to get to school and get your day started there. You may be there already, but one last note. Anything else you'd like to add about Smash Cancer event today?
I think the only other thing that I would like to add, last night we had the privilege of being at the hospital, at the Cancer Center, for our dinner, brings the two teams together. And we had a fantastic speaker, Eric Day, two-time brain cancer survivor, with a fantastic message about, you know, just your attitude and your perspective. And so, for example, I get to go to work today. I don't have to go to work today. I get to go to work. And, you know, when we start looking at it like that, about it's a privilege to get to do things that other people, you know, are just not able to do, changes your whole perspective on life. So that's really what this event is about, hope and strength and love.
Great words, great thoughts, and I couldn't agree more. Coach Cleland, great to talk to you always. Good luck, but also good luck to your competitors, too. It's got to go both ways, of course.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks
for having me.
Yep, you bet. Coach Cleland there from Delta High School. It's Delta at Yorktown tonight. The Yorktown Courts will host. They alternate years, I think, back to Delta next year and so on and so forth. For this now, the 12th annual event. They have sold, I'm sure they are again, T-shirts in the past. And the Smash Cancer logo is on it. And there's multiple colors of the T-shirts. You may not know this. A color designation goes with each form of cancer. Breast cancer is typically pink, but there's purple and there's maybe 10 or 12 or more different color associations with different forms and types of cancer. So a lot of folks will they'll buy multiples of certain ones that have impacted themselves or their families or their loved ones. And then obviously all the proceeds go, as Coach Cleland said, to local efforts to learn more about and to fight cancer. And that's a really good thing. How about those kids, huh? They're just playing tennis, but they're taking their time and making their efforts to be involved with this kind of an event too, which is a really good thing.